America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You look at the landscape of the league, I get it. The Yankees are going to win the division. They're going to have a bye. One of the best teams in the American League, no doubt about it. I still don't look at this team, even with them playing better and getting hot at the right time, I still don't look at them as a World Series championship team.
I don't know that I look at any team that, and I would say this year that they are. You use the word hopeful, and I hear you. I would also use the word appreciative. I've really enjoyed this Yankee season. Now, you laid out a few things, and they're running away with this thing, and they'll, unless something wacky happens, they're going to win 95 games, going to get a first-round bye. And think about where we are as the Yankees are running away with this right now and what transpired up to this point. And I don't mean during the season necessarily, like players playing well. You guys know that. But don't forget the reigning Cy Young winner, missed the first 3 months of the season.
Right.
Gerrit Cole. Clark Schmidt, who was tracking to be an all-star, missed 3 months of the season. The Yankees had to find the new closer. They have. They've navigated that. Now, of course, you've still got to prove that that's going to work out in October, but they managed to incorporate a few young players. Obviously, Volpe was there last year, but Austin Wells has become a staple. By the way, Austin Wells, I saw a stat last night. Austin Wells is, outside of Yogi and maybe Bill Dickey, the Thurman and Yogi. No rookie catchers had more RBIs in the history of the Yankees than Austin Wells. So I understand that this season's been far from perfect. I'm not going to be so brazen to say, oh, yeah, this is like the old days, 98, right. 99, 2000, show up and win the World Series because they're the Yankees. Nobody's saying that. But appreciative, and I am, and I think most Yankee fans are. And the other thing too, Sal, and it's not like this with most of the other teams in town, but it's like this with the Yankees because they created this, which I understand, the success. But also, I think a lot of discussions about the Yankees, and not just by us, kind of slant a little negatively here because we, not that you're being negative, you're being honest. You tell us what you see, which I respect, and I don't necessarily disagree.
Yeah, and it's just a little negative side of it, but I do think that there's mostly positive right now.
No question, but I think when you look at a lot of the narratives around the Yankees the last couple of years, whether it's the Cashman conversation, for me, whether it's the Boone conversation for some, whether it's the Stanton contract, whether it's the Hicks residue, whether it's the Gallo stuff, whatever it might be, I think that invariably seeps into either thought or conversation and probably has prevented some Yankee fans from either believing that they could win or maybe even worse, enjoying the season.
Right.
I've loved it.
Well, I'm glad you said that because that was my first thought last night or coming in this morning thinking about, man, they clinch a playoff spot, yet all year long we've been beating them up for good reason. Like, there's been reasons for it. They're held to a higher standard. But I don't know if Yankee fans fully enjoyed this season so far. And look, ultimately it's going to come down to whether they win the World Series or not. It's just the reality. It stinks that that's how it is, but that's just the reality with this team, especially at this particular time. I will say, though, you want to talk about a positive picture right now. Think of all the stuff that we talked about during the year. Oh, well, the Yankees don't have a closer. Clay Holmes isn't going to be it, and we know he's not it, but they have a closer now with Weaver, where at least, now, is he going to get it done in the postseason? We'll see, but at least they have a closer. Prior to that was, are they going to move heel? Are they going to do this? Are they going to do that? What's going to happen with the starting rotation? Like, whether we believe Cole's going to get it done in the postseason or Rodon's going to get it done in the postseason or heel, like, their rotation is at least set. Their bullpen is set now with the closer. Even the lineup, BT, where you look at it now, it's as good as it's been all year because they've established Gleyber. Now, do I trust him? No, and that's part of the reason why I say I still just am not all in yet with this team. Gleyber, the leadoff spot, been a difference maker. You look at Austin Wells in a cleanup spot, been a difference maker. Soto, Judge starting to get it going now with 10 games left in the season. Jazz backing that up. Dominguez being up here. Yep. The Yankees using, sometimes they'll bench Stanton, sometimes they'll bench Verdugo. The Yankees giving Volpe some rest and going with Cabrera. Like, it's all there for them now, and I think they're fine-tuning, and now the division is, they're going to win the division, they're going to get a bye.
Yeah.
They're fine-tuning things, getting everything in order, and giving it their best shot to go into the postseason. I think it's all great right now. I just still have a reservation about this team and belief in this team getting it done in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, all I can do is convey to everybody, you know, you and the audience, like, you know, what I see, what I feel. That's what we do every day here on The Fan. And I go back to 2022, and you reference being a Mets fan, being in Citi Field. You just had, it didn't feel right as a Yankees fan. I was there against the Astros, didn't feel right. Going into the 2022 postseason, I'm not saying I wasn't like, you know, of course your hope, hey, maybe get a little luck. I didn't feel it. This feels a little different. Doesn't mean it comes to fruition, but it feels a little different, feels a little bit more real. And the other thing, too, and you and I disagreed a little bit on the aesthetics of, say, the Royals series.
Right.
Like a little ground ball base hit by Soto, whatever.
And even the first Red Sox won in extra innings.
The Red Sox game as well. And the one thing I said to Sal, I said, you know, I got you. Sure, I'd love to see a double in the gap or more, you know, punctuate the win a little bit better than a five-hopper through the, you know, the abandoned hole at shortstop. But I did say then, and last night was another good example, playing these kind of games, one-run games, even though the Ghost Runner's gone in the postseason, learning how to deal high leverage where a walk or a base hit, a bloop or a bullet, you're going to walk off the field a loser. The Yankees have played a lot of tight, close, high-leverage games the last 3 weeks or so, and I think it's going to harden them, and I think they're going to be ready to win.
Yeah, think about the stretch that they've been on. We'll get to your calls here in a second, 888-808-1019. Think about the stretch that they've been on, because for a long time, and that's what was infuriating, like their record was good, and they were still fighting for the division, but ultimately since June, they were one of the, you know, they didn't have the best record in baseball. They were barely a .500 team.
Yep.
But then they took 2 of 3 from the Cubs, and the way that they did it was similar to the way they had success early on in the season, the pitching.
Yep.
So the offense wasn't getting it going. All right, they took 2 of 3. This is me now. I still need to see more. All right, Royal Series, same thing. Took 2 of 3, but the way that they did it, and not overly convincing. Now, again, it's back-to-back series wins, which is something they didn't have. Fine. Started off the Red Sox a little tight. Then it really started to kick in a gear where they got the offense going a little bit. Judge certainly woke up, the Grand Slam, all that. Maybe that was the turning point down the stretch here, the Judge Grand Slam, and it changed the field. Then they win another series. Now you're rolling, and they're looking good, combining the offense with the pitching and obviously taking the first 2 games from Seattle. This is what we expected to see from the Yankees. Now they're getting there where they're winning series. They're doing it with both the offense and the pitching. They've got the depth in that lineup. Can they continue? Hey, this is the right time to do it. Doesn't matter what you did in June anymore. Doesn't matter what happened in July and August. This is the right time now. You want to get hot and get complete and figure things out as you're getting into October. I do think it's kicking in a gear for the Yankees right now.
And by the way, they poured that champagne for you last night, buddy.
Hey, that's fine. They should celebrate now. If they
shout out to Sal.
Yeah, if they win, that's great. If they win the division and they double down with the champagne,
they should.
I don't know about that.
Should.
Hey, Clay Holmes did blow it last night again.
He's not pitching in a meaningful game the rest of the way. That's it. You're not even going to see him.
You're learning. See, the Yankees also, they have the luxury of, hey, let's test this here.
Yes.
All right, we got some wiggle room now with the division. Let's see if Holmes could do it in a big spot, eighth inning with a one-run.
And they tested with Cortez out of the pen, now Stroman out of the pen. Like, they have really been able to.
Because get Oswaldo in there, sit Stanton for a game. Yeah. Verdugo. Well, how would
the Dominguez-Verdugo thing that you were, because they've got, you know, a lot of interesting pieces, and I don't want to say it's an insurmountable lead. It's not until you actually wrap up the division, but because they've had a little breathing room, they can kind of experiment a little bit. And right now, Boone's hitting the right buttons, and right now his players are responding. I love this team; looks good.
Rizzo back as well.
Yeah.
I mean, the Yankees are getting—they're getting everything in order. Just in time for
That's
the postseason.
Right, oh, it's going to be a long October for you.
BT, it might be. BT, hey, the way the Mets played last night,
I swear.
Like, I know we talked about the Subway Series last night. I'm like, this might be a Subway Series.
Can you imagine?
We'll get into the Mets a little bit later. And, of course, the Jets tonight, BT. I know you're fired up about that right now. We're talking Yankees off of their big win last night, celebrating getting into the postseason. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Eli is in Washington. What's up, Eli?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Listen, I'm a Yankee fan since birth, and I'm with you. I'm not really convinced of this team as of yet, just because the Yankees' track record in the postseason. Like, of course, there's been other seasons where we had, you know, great offenses, but the bats always fall asleep in the postseason. That's one. And the decision-making by Aaron Boone, a track record in the postseason, is horrible.
Eli, let me just jump in for a second. You say the bats fall asleep, and I don't think that you're necessarily wrong. You know, like Stanton started really well as a Yankee in the postseason, then he basically fell apart. Judge hasn't done enough. We know that. The one thing that seems different, and it guarantees nothing, to be clear, okay? But the one thing that I've seen different from this team is their situational hitting, which has always driven most of us nuts for years. You know, can you get a guy over? Can you get him in without the, you know, without a hit? This team seems to manufacture a little bit more, and that always plays in October if you have the pitching.
Yeah, you got a point on that one, but
that's like important.
I said, when it comes to the points, postseason, there's points where they don't even get a run on base.
Right, but there's a big difference, though, Eli. I'm sorry to cut you off there. Thanks for the call. There's a big difference from, you know, well, last year's team didn't make the postseason, but the prior Yankee, with this Yankee core, big difference from what happened in the past in the postseason to now.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Well, they have Juan Soto, who's arguably, I mean, Juan Soto in one postseason in 2019 became one of the best. I mean, think about what he did in 2019. Became one of the best offensive postseason players that we've seen. So I'm not worried at all about the Yankees offense when it comes to Juan Soto in the postseason. Everybody else, sure, but just knowing what he can bring, you're already ahead of where, to me, where they were years ago, even with Judge being as dominant as he's been.
No, they haven't had this type of hitter.
Yeah.
I mean, Mattingly was different. O'Neill wasn't quite this. I mean, he's one of a kind, man. And he's just, Juan Soto's different.
Think about Jeter in the postseason, but with
thump.
Yeah, like, obviously Jeter hit big home runs too. I'm not trying to minimize his lack of power, but that's what you're getting, essentially. Juan Soto's going to give you you see it in the regular season. The guy doesn't give away at bats.
Yeah.
In the postseason, he gets even better with that.
I remember watching him As a young Nashville, I was mesmerized. Some of the at-bats, didn't he have one against Hader?
Dude, I don't remember about Hader. It was lefty-lefty. I thought it was
Hader, one particular at-bat, where it was like, maybe it wasn't Hader, but it was a really top-notch lefty. And I'm like, man, this kid's 19. How is he doing this?
Kershaw,
like,
I remember being one
Kershaw
at the time.
Kershaw, for sure.
Yeah.
It was like an 8-9 pitch at-bat, and he just rifled. It was like a tough slider, lefty on lefty, a bullet one hopper to right field. I'm like, how do you do that?
He was as impressive as you could be in the postseason. At his age, lefty on lefty, all the above. It was incredible. So I can't wait to watch him with the Yankees here, and that's what this is all about. But, and look, while I ultimately don't trust him, I mean, look at the playoff picture.
Like, go ahead.
Look at where we're at here. The Yankees right now would be the number one seed, and even if they aren't, like, even if Cleveland gets the one seed, so what? Big deal that you're going to have a bye. That's ultimately what you want.
Yep.
Like, are you that afraid of Baltimore is... I mean, Baltimore's probably not going to see the second round.
They just DFA'd Kimbrel.
Yeah,
Did you see that?
Yeah, they're a mess. Baltimore's a mess. They've lost 8 of 10 here down the stretch.
Like, I know.
The complete opposite of what the Yankees are doing. That's why the Yankees have been able to pull away. But would you be worried about Baltimore at all? I would not at all.
No, I wouldn't be worried about anybody, but I respect everybody.
Kansas City?
You're not worried about is George Brett playing? No. Yeah,
Kansas City's thin.
But they're feisty, like, man. I don't take anything for granted.
Yeah,
they haven't won since 2009.
The Astros would be the only team. Like, Cleveland's bullpen, sure, but like... Just look at the landscape. As I know it's hard because we do it. We watch the Yankees every day, not the landscape.
Yeah.
And the Yankees, the majority of the year, have not been good enough in our eyes. And that is legitimate. Like, in comparison to even recent Yankee teams that haven't won a World Series, they've been better than what this Yankee team has been. But it doesn't matter now, as they're as hot as they've been going on into the postseason. Tony is in the Bronx. What's up, Tony?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
How are you, Tony?
Tony boy. What's happening?
Pretty good. Hey. Yeah, nothing, BT, man. Let me tell you, my wife and I haven't talked to you in a minute, but my wife and I were listening to you here. You're doing your radio broadcast on both your games with the Yankee games, man. You did a fantastic job, man. It was fun listening to you and watching the game.
I appreciate that,
I just wanted to drop in on that. She always said you're the gentleman, and Sal's the crazy one. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, Sal being a Mets fan, I love Sal to death, you know?
We appreciate it.
All right, listen, I got to tell you, I agree with you, Sal.
Yeah.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. This team is not built for a championship. They got in there because when they hit in bunches, then they go cold. But I agree with you. Last week or the week before, you were talking about when we won late, a walk-off there, and it was like, yeah, how are we going to win a walk-off? We're barely squeaking out wins, right, when we do. But, yeah, it's a W. I agree with you, too, BT. It's a W, and we need them. But this team is not built for championships. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if this team gets knocked out in the first round.
Tony,
I don't think they're going to get
the division. No, they could. Here's the thing. I'm not going to push back. Thanks for the call, but it has been a while. Tony used to check in all the time. Glad to hear that.
So I'm opening day out at the stadium.
That's right. He did check in at the Hard Rock. That's awesome. Good catching up, Tony. I know what he means when he says, he expresses a lack of, you know, full faith in this Yankees team, but then you need to tell me who's better. See, I at least, if you want to tell me the Yankees have flaws, which they definitely do,
right,
there's a reason why they played for 2.5-3 months, average to poor baseball in a lot of spots. Who's better? Who's definitively better? And I think you look at the fact that the Yankees have gotten healthy. The Yankees do have some star power. The Yankees do have a deep rotation. And nobody's clearly better. Let's go.
Right.
And the Yankees could win.
And they're getting hot right now, which is the right time. I'm going to disagree with Tony. I wouldn't say they're not built to win a World Series. I just don't believe. Actually, we'll take a break and come back. I want to get your trust level on certain things. Because there's reasons why the Yankees have been playing much better in the last few weeks than what we've seen, you know, since June, the majority of the season, right? After the hot start, April, May. But do you or do we trust those things continuing in short series in October? Who the hell knows at this particular point? But those are going to be the key things as we move forward. Neil is in the Bronx. What's up, Neil?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Are there a few things? As far as the Yankees not being hot, I mean, for the postseason, I would have to, like, a little bit disagree on that, because usually a team that offense and finishes hot in the regular season, it usually carries over to the postseason. And let's hope it does happen this year.
Well, I mean, can you, I'm not saying that
carry
you,
over to the postseason.
Can you quantify that with any teams, or is that just a broad statement that you think is true?
Well, most teams that do finish hot in the regular season, it usually carries into the postseason.
Well, I heard you the first time, but I'm saying, can you back that up with any statistical evidence?
Well, the Washington Nationals, when they had Juan Soto,
right,
when they won the World Series, they went all the way. They finished the season hot, and it carried straight through into the playoffs, and they won the chip.
I just wanted some proof, man. Good job. Yeah, they were 19-31 at the start. Good job, Neil.
The Cardinals years ago, and thank you for the call. Cardinals years ago, I forget if the Diamondbacks were hot last year, but the Phillies certainly were a couple years ago.
Yes, they were.
Well,
think about this. The 2000 Yankees were not.
Right, exactly.
And going into the Subway Series, they languished. I think they were like 3-18 at one point. They were awful down the stretch, and they beat the Mets in the World Series.
And by the way, maybe wrong on that. I don't remember. Maybe the Phillies weren't hot. They finished 14 games behind the Mets and Braves, so how hot could they have been?
Well, think about this. You're talking about when Girardi got fired?
No. Well, yes.
And think about the start. So to get to that point, they had been an element of
There is some truth to what the caller was saying there, sure, but I don't think it's the be-all, end-all.
I don't either.
If you get hot going into the postseason, what about the Tigers? Tigers are red hot. And by the way, they're not in the playoff picture right now. That's a team I would not want to see if I'm the Yankees, looking at it right now. Like, I'd rather face the Twins. If you look at the American League postseason right now, if it ended, Yankees, Cleveland, Houston, Baltimore, Kansas City, Minnesota, you'd rather that field than the Tigers replacing the Twins.
If you're a Yankee fan, you always want to see the Twins.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know how that ends.
That's what I'm saying. And the Tigers are hot, but who knows? I mean, does that mean they're going to go on a run? I have no idea. We'll get to the trust issues when we come back. And also, just about the minimizing of the regular season now. Does it really mean anything anymore? Which sucks, but that might be the reality. Got the Jets coming up later on as well. We'll have Jonathan Casillas later on. Plenty to get to. BT and Sal just getting started on The Fan. The reason why the Yankees are playing so well, there's a bunch of different reasons for that, whether it's the pen, the rotation, Gleyber Torres, whatever. Do we trust that that's going to carry over into the postseason? So I'm on a scale of 1 to 10.
Got it.
I'll hit you with a couple of things.
I love this stuff.
Yeah, and we're not going to go over everything, but I'll hit you with a scale of 1.
I'll very briefly expand. Okay.
A scale of 1 to 10, your trust level come October in the bullpen.
In the bullpen, I would say it's about an 8 and possibly trending toward an 8.5.
Wow.
I've got pretty good, because I know that Clay Holmes isn't going to pitch.
Yeah, I'm going to go 7 there, which I think is high. I think that that's fair. You're way higher than I am with 8.
Well, it goes, I hate to do this. You're single, you're in a bar. Like, okay, what number? Our scales might be different. We got to, if somebody says, oh, she was a 7, right, like, is that good for you, or is that?
Good enough, absolutely. I mean,
hey, if it's 3 a.m, we'll take a 5. What? Nah. Seven to me is that's a great answer. Good enough. I hear you. But a 7 to me is like good, but not like it's good.
I think it's a good score.
But it's not incredibly impressive.
All right. But you're saying the bullpen is an 8.
I'm saying, yeah.
Okay.
Clay Holmes is not pitching.
Okay. All right. So that's pretty high. All right. So I think that's a good start. All right, the rotation, trust level in the rotation. We're assuming it's going to be Cole, Heel, Rodon.
And Schmidt.
No Cortez?
Schmidt's starting.
All right, but either way.
9.
Whoa.
And I base it on this. Now, when you hear the number nine, that doesn't mean I'm expecting, you know, these scintillating ERAs, although it's possible, and these minuscule whips. I'm not necessarily saying, I'm giving it a nine because I believe that every, I mean, of course, there could be the outlier, but every game these starters will give their team a chance to win.
I think I'm also grading it a seven.
Wow.
Yeah, which I don't think
a
is low.
Seven.
I think that those are, like, average.
Wait, you're going to give the starters the same grade as the bullpen?
Yeah. Yeah, that my trust level in them. I'm still unsure. Now, I love Garrett Cole, but I've seen too much up and down from him, plus big starts in the postseason, heels walk in the ballpark. If that knucklehead doesn't try to steal home the other night, who knows? By the way, I didn't get to go on in on that yesterday, but we'll get to that a little bit later. But that is the dumbest play I've ever seen in my life. Anyway, who knows with Luis Gil and his innings limits or you know, he's been giving you five innings, walk in the ballpark. I just don't know. I like Gil. And by the way, seven's good. Like, five is average. Anything below five is bad. I think seven is good. Eight, nine, you're talking like elite. So
I think the Yankees have an outstanding staff. Okay. I think it might be their ultimate strength outside of number two and three hitters. I think their staff is awesome. Their rotation's really good.
And by the way, and that's been consistent to what we felt all year long.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if Clark, again, play the imagine game, but imagine if Clark Schmidt doesn't get hurt. He's an all-star. He's going to bag 15, 16, 17 wins. It might perceptually change how you feel. He's back.
It's a little presumptuous that he's going to be that good. We haven't seen it from him.
But what was his numbers before he got hurt?
I understand, but for an extended period. Now, you're right. Maybe he would have, and that would have changed my perception.
All right.
I don't know. We don't even know if he's getting a start. And we didn't even mention Rodon, who I don't trust at all. So I do trust Cole and Heal to a certain extent. Mm. But if they don't get the job done in game one or two, I don't know. I think the seventh is a good grade.
We disagree on that.
Manager.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Manager. I like Boone more than most. I do. I would say.
Trust level. Come on,
I'm going to say a seven or so on this.
I'm going to go six.
I'm going to take a step back from my eights and nines. Yeah, I'm going to say seven.
He needs to prove it. Okay, now the good stuff. I'm not going to go lineup because I think we could break it down into something. Like with Soto, it's at a 10, right? So
you.
We don't even need to go over Soto.
I'll follow wherever you're going.
Glaber. Because he's been an integral part
five.
Of. Okay.
I don't trust him.
Right, so now we're
never
getting,
have, never will.
Now we're getting
gotta
somewhere.
Show me.
I'll go five as well on that. I don't think it's below that. I don't think that would be fair. He could do it. Like, he's had good moments in his career. Clearly, we've always expected more from Glaber. But right now, it's looking great. I don't trust him offensively, and I certainly don't trust him defensively or just his head.
Do you remember the ground ball a couple of games ago where he didn't even budge?
Yeah, come on.
I mean, two hopper, he didn't even move.
So right now we're getting.
But he's playing well.
Yeah, right now you're getting a good. But that's a key part of why.
I agree. I'm giving him a five.
All right, Austin Wells.
Very, very high. I think that Austin Wells is going to have a bat that plays forever. He's going to be an all-star eventually. I told you that. I've been on the Austin Wells train, I think, before anybody.
Yeah.
I did a lot of research on this kid. I followed his career. I'm a big believer. I'm going to say he's going to hit a home run or two that's going to be very meaningful. With Austin Wells, it's an eight.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's an eight.
That's a number I have written down here. I trust him.
Yep.
We've seen enough. Like, for me, started slow, turned the corner, and once he did, he's a threat. Even his outs are loud. Like, Austin Wells is a player.
He's a baseball player.
Hey, he could be the difference maker. The Yankees winning a championship.
And by the way, Sal, you know, he's not a zero on the bases. I'm not saying he's going to, you know, fly around and steal 20 bags, but he's actually a really savvy base runner, decent speed. He's a good baseball player.
Volpe.
I think that all right, let me first give you the number and then the quick assessment.
Been getting a couple days off of rest here.
Seven. Because I don't know. I could go six. I can't go eight. That's obvious.
Right.
I could go six. Six and a half.
Okay.
Seven might be a bit ambitious. If good Volpe shows up, well, now that's greatly elevated because he impacts every facet of the game. Gonna hit, gonna run, gonna field. If, you know, so too often Volpe shows up, then he's a liability at the plate, and his speed doesn't play because he's not on base enough, but he's still a very reliable shortstop and a gamer. I don't think he'll kill them no matter what. I'm just not sure how much he elevates them yet.
I'm going to go five. Okay. And if you asked me last year, and certainly the beginning of this year, I would say that Volpe's going to be the difference maker in this team getting through to get to a World Series and win one. Like, that's how good I believe he could be. How could you trust them based off of what we see now for 2 years?
Understood.
It's not just 1 year anymore.
Understood.
It's two. He could turn out to be the difference maker. He might turn out to do the same thing. So I'm going to go five. I just don't trust Volpe offensively, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
In the postseason.
And listen, I brought him up to Susan yesterday. And even the first time we had Susan, every Wednesday, Howie and Susan, if you guys missed it, free Odyssey app, go check it out. Both were phenomenal. They're really playing ball. They're bringing it. Met fans, you got to get Howie. Yankee fans, you got to get Susan. It's been great. And I disagree a little bit with Susan, respectfully. Like, going into year three, and I said this yesterday to her, let's say he has an average postseason.
Right.
Does anybody really know who he is going into year three? Not year two.
Right.
Like, he's not if he hit 25 home runs this year again and hit 225, then I could at least say, all right, he's a very good fielding shortstop with wheels who's got pop but who doesn't hit for average. He didn't hit any home runs this year. And the average is low or, a little bit better, but not high. I don't know who he is yet, and that worries me.
Last one, and this might be the entire key to the lineup. Judge.
10. What are we wasting time on? 10.
I can't. How can you trust him at a 10?
I mean, you can give him whatever you want. I'm giving him a 10.
Well, if you give Judge a 10 and Soto a 10 and everybody else a 7 or 8, I mean.
I'm giving the Yankees a chance to win the World Series, clearly, which
so
I said the first segment.
You have no reservations at all. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that you have no issues, no hesitation, 10, even with his, not even recent struggles, but struggles in the postseason historically.
Here's how I'm going to address that, and it's a fair response. I get it, because he has not been very good in October. He hasn't been Reggie. He hasn't had those moments yet. He's got to do that if he wants to be an all-time
Soto
great Yankee.
Soto did it, which is why he gets the 10.
Yeah, Soto's done it with a different team, but he did it, no doubt. I would say the reason I give Judge a 10 with zero hesitation is the more that, in my opinion, the more that Aaron Judge plays, the more he plays, the more he's going to be Aaron Judge. The more the sample increases, so you had 2022, didn't do much. The other postseason at-bats didn't do much. The more he gets in there in October, the more he's going to be judged. I honestly believe that. He is the best I've ever seen.
Now, would I be shocked if I saw a 10-type performance from Judge? I would not, but my trust level going in is a 7. I need to see it. Now, I think that that's good. 8 is starting to get to elite. I just need to see him in the postseason do it to the level, which is an absurd level.
It is.
The best I've ever seen in my life. In the regular season, he's got to do that in the postseason. My trust level that he will is a 7, which means more likely than not, but still not all the way in definitively like I believe Soto will.
I respect that. And let me just be clear. If Judge is a 5 or a 6.
They're toast.
Well, despite maybe. Because they weren't toast early in April when he was doing nothing. But again, it's a different beast in October. I get that. Mm. But if he really scuffles, despite me saying I expect him or my level of confidence is a 10, I'm going to be all over him.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you're in your prime, bro.
Well, this has to be
the year.
It's
time to go.
This is the year. Starting to come together for the Yankees right now.
You don't know if Soto's back next season.
Exactly. You've got Soto there now. The competition in the AL is not as strong as it looked to be. The Yankees got to get the job done, Judge specifically. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. We'll come back. We'll get to your calls, 888-808-1019 on the fan.
We'll get to those Jets as well. A little Mets too, huh? A little 10 spot early. I mean, I looked up, it was 9-0.
Just routing teams.
Mets are looking good, buddy.
Yeah.
Looking good. Get back to that Subway Series.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Yeah. Are you sure?
I'm ready for it now.
Okay.
I didn't want it before. Yeah. I think now the Mets could win that.
There you go. Oh, boy, that would be insane.
Two things. Number one, we're watching the replay of the Yankee game right now in studio, and you see Rodriguez get nailed off a third base last night. The Mariners have their heads up their rear end on the base pass. That's like a unique thing. As a Rosarena threw his bat, Rodriguez tries to get out of the way, but then nonchalantly trying to get back to the base. Like, dude, what are you doing? And then the other night, did you see this, BT? Hey, look at Susan right there hanging out.
She got ready for the post-game interview.
Yeah,
the stairwell.
Yeah, got the mic there, getting ready to go with the post-game last night. Anyway, the night before, we didn't do this yesterday because it was so jammed that I forgot to get to it. Did you see Victor Robles getting...
Yeah.
What that... Dude, that is actually... We see a lot of dumb things in sports. That is the dumbest play I've ever seen in my entire life. How do you justify bases loaded, down 2-0, 3-0 count, trying to steal home with two out.
Yeah.
Two out, bases loaded, down 2-0, 3-0 count. The pitcher can't throw a strike, and you're trying to steal home?
Yeah, that's up there, man. Right behind Timo Perez.
This was way worse, as bad as Timo was. Well, what's the Gus?
The old Timo had to do was sprint. You guys win that first game.
I was going to say, was it Gus Farrat? But Gus Farrat was slamming his head.
He smashed his own head into the padded wall with concrete behind him and knocked himself out.
Orlovsky was the one who ran out of the back of the end zone. Right?
Yes, he did.
This is worse than all of those.
That was crazy.
First inning, you're down 2-0. The bases are loaded. You can't throw a strike. It's 3-0.
Hey, he's trying to make something happen.
You're stealing home, you idiot. I would have cut him immediately. I would have benched him, cut him. What are you thinking? What could you possibly be? We had Terry Collins on Baseball Night in New York yesterday. I brought up to him. He goes, the third base coach should have tried to tackle him.
That's funny. Problem is, these third base coaches are old.
I get it.
I mean, even the Julio Rodriguez play last night, I can understand a lot. It's a bad look there, and it really benefited the Yankees. But yeah, that is very rare. I mean, you can practice bad hops. Like, they have these hand eye things where it's like a baseball with like these points on it. So like you kind of roll it and it just bounces in every sort of wacky direction. And it just really it just helps your hand eye coordinate. It's like a training aid. You can practice for almost everything in baseball. What you can't really replicate is what you're going to do when a bat comes flying at you. So I understand. Like, Julio Rodriguez was really taken back. I get it. You got to stay in foul territory. Yeah. He's coming at you. You veer off toward the third base coach. And I think what happened at that, and heads up by Jazz, calling for the ball, heads up by Austin Wells throwing it. But I think what happened in his case, I think sometimes when, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but if you're so embarrassed, which I think he was, you try to, like, almost act cool
play
it off a little bit. And I think that's what he was doing, which is why he didn't really make much of an effort to get back. The Robles stuff was just inexplicable.
Both bad. Robles is just that fireable offense. And Rodriguez, to me, you just head up your rear end. You're right, trying to be too cool for school. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Phil calling from Shirley, New York. What's up, Phil?
What's up, boy? Sal, I've been doing the Chips Ahoy in the cup with milk. Eating it with a spoon for the 3 days the past 2 months.
What?
I have to praise you for that real quick. That was amazing.
You weren't here for this?
No.
Yeah, you take I forget how it even came up, but you have like whatever kind of cup, you fill it, you stack it with Chips Ahoy.
Okay.
And then you pour a little milk on top of it, and then you have it with a spoon. It's so freaking good. Yeah. I don't know how that came up, but yeah. Well, you're welcome, Phil.
That's what you eat that now as an adult?
No. Although after we talked about it, I did have it for 2 days, and then I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Sounds good. Sounds like chocolate chip cereal, really.
It's delicious.
You gotta try.
I've been doing it. I got no shame. I have a Mets question too, but I want to get to a Yankees point. I feel like this Yankees team, it's not the best team I've seen over the past couple of years, but I feel like it's more built to win in the postseason. They're less reliant on the long ball to score. They manufacture runs. They get productive outs, situational hitting. I feel like this team is more built for that. How do you guys feel about that?
I agree with you. I don't know that it's built perfectly. I don't think any team this year is built perfectly. So who's going to, you know, the cliche-driven response here, get hot and play, you know, crisp ball. The Yankees are more equipped to play, I think, the brand of baseball required in October to win than they have been in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I need to actually see it. It sounds great. Like, if Volpe were hitting for a high average, I'd be more inclined to say yes. Soto being there immediately, is they're better built now than they were prior to having Soto because he's a tremendous player and specifically a tremendous postseason player. I mean, yeah, you like their rotation going into the postseason.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I like their pitching options. Yeah,
and even if I'm at a seven, it's still better than what it was with, let's say, James Paxton pitching or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
You got Gerrit Cole, and even behind him with Luis Gil, it's the best 1-2 punch that they've had in many years, and that's not to mention the others that they have behind them. So, yeah, I mean, maybe they are built better now going into this postseason than they were in recent years.
I think they catch the baseball better too. And then past years. I don't know if I can really prove that. Just the eye test.
Verdugo and lefty.
He's a very good left fielder.
Soto
really
could be a butcher and right.
Soto's a problem.
Torres a problem.
Yeah, I mean, Judge.
Rizzo back helps.
Think about the plus defenders. Judge in center. Verdugo in left. Volpe at short.
Yeah.
I think the catchers are fine. If Torres is locked in, he's really good. But
even
he's not
Jazz
locked
at third.
In. I think Jazz is fine at third base. Yeah. And Rizzo can pick it. I know he's not quite what he was, but.
Anthony and Tom's River. What's up, Ant?
Hey, Ant.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you again.
Pleasure.
You too.
My concern with the Yankees, I mean, the postseasons of the past recently has always been the hitting. That's not my concern. It really is the pitching and the bullpen. I'm not as high as you guys are. I know once the playoffs start, the game is different, right? Like, you're going to be using bullpen arms much more earlier in games, pulling out starters. So I guess my question is like, who are the guys that you feel like are going to be in this, like, 7, 8, 9-inning type role, like in the circle of trust, if you will?
Well, it depends if Cortez is a starter. If he's not, I think Cortez is an answer.
7, 8, 9 for Cortez?
More 7, not yeah. 8 or 9. Yeah. No. Maybe more like 6 or 7.
All right.
I think he's a positive. Ian Hamilton, I've got great trust in him.
Yeah.
Weaver
for sure.
I mean, everybody but Clay Holmes, bottom line. I mean, it's honestly, if you take away his meltdowns, Yankees' pen has been really good. And I don't trust Leiter.
I could see. Yeah, I don't think Leiter's going to get high leverage spots. Canely?
Yeah. I absolutely trust Tommy Canely.
Do you trust Stroman? You mentioned him before. Would you trust him?
I don't
him
know if I trust him out of the pen. He doesn't strike guys out. I don't know. Middle frame, sure. Yeah, middle frames, yeah.
Hamilton. I don't know if I'm there yet.
Canely, yeah. Hamilton, Weaver. I mean, those are how many arms do you need?
Yeah.
And then either Cortez or Stroman, you know, those middle frames that the starter gets.
They don't have a lefty that you trust. And Hill?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I'd have to, you know, dive. I'm not going to do it now. Dive a little more deeply into the splits. I mean, there's such a thing. You have the proper pitch. Righties can be more effective against lefties than righties.
Just the best pitcher. Yeah.
You never
know. I mean, here's what I would say about the Yankee bullpen. It might have some issues, but the fact that they have Weaver being the closer now, you feel a billion. Like, I feel better about their bullpen now than I did when Clay Holmes was pitching like an all-star before the year or in the beginning of the year. I'd never trusted Clay Holmes to be the closer.
I'm going
to
give you that one. I mean, you were on that early. Not that I never said he was Mariano, but you were saying that even when he
was. I just didn't trust him.
An all-star, you're right.
Yeah, so I like them better now with Weaver, who I think is a legitimate closer. Let's get one more in before the break. Phil is in Little Falls. What's up, Phil?
Hey, guys. I wanted to touch on something that BT alluded to about a week or so ago regarding Gerrit Cole, and that is that he's not a lockdown number one starter by any measure.
Wait, I said this?
You said that he's no guarantee. You said that he's no guarantee in the playoffs.
I mean, nobody is. Nobody is, but I'll ride with Gerrit Cole all day. I trust him immensely. Outside of CC, I think he's the best Yankee starter that they've ever had in my lifetime. I didn't see Prime Guidry.
I don't remember you saying that. I don't remember either of them.
Okay, I definitely didn't say that. No, I wasn't.
Well, you alluded to it. Okay.
No, I didn't, but go ahead.
Yeah. My deeper point has to do with his consistency. Ever since the spider attack incident in 2001,
yep.
Which he was too cowardly admit to even doing that.
Okay.
He has not been the same pitcher.
Did you watch him pitch last year? He won the Cy Young, Phil!
He won a Cy Young, which is a personal award. The Yankees are paying him $325 million to win playoff games.
So let me ask you this, Phil. All right, so
that's what they're paying him for.
He's the best pitcher in baseball last year.
Phil,
by any objective measure, he's not the same guy. If the Yankees grasp, we're going to be honest with the people, they would say they shouldn't have signed him to that deal.
And if we're going to be honest with the people, we're going to say, Phil, get lost. I can't hear this gibberish anymore. I don't like to talk to callers like that, but you sound absolutely lost, Phil. I mean, he won the Cy Young, dude. I mean, if you're sitting here saying this is year, whatever it is, 4 or 5, and he's a 500 pitcher, and he's like a middle-of-the-rotation guy, you'd have a lot of credence. And trust me, I would have been saying it long before you had to call the fan to say it. He is an absolute workhorse, superstar, Hall of Famer, conversation done.
They'd sign him over 10 times again. They're going to have to. He's going to opt out. They're going to sign him again, as they should. He was literally the best player, the best pitcher in the sport a year ago. He's not the same this year. Yeah, guess what? He's dealing with he was coming off a serious injury. We thought he might be done for the year. And you're lucky you have Gerrit Cole back. And he's still one of the better pitchers in baseball. Now, he's got to get it done in the postseason.
It's a different discussion.
So, yeah, exactly. That is a different discussion. And ultimately, to Phil's point, the Yankees brought him here to get them over the hump and go win a World Series. And he hasn't done that yet.
Mm-hmm.
You could say that about Judge. You could say it about, now I know it's different with Judge being homegrown. I'm talking about just those guys have to do it in the postseason, get them to a World Series and win a World Series. That's why, you know, that's going to make Judge an all-time great. And that's why Cole was brought in. But, I mean, come on, you do that contract over a million times, one of the best pitchers in baseball.
I mean, that's lunacy. I can't comment much more on that.
BT and Sal on the fan. We'll get to the Jets. We'll continue with the Yankee calls as well. We'll do Mets later on, just stick with some baseball. We'll turn to the Jets. Huge, huge game tonight at JetLife. I can't wait for it. We'll discuss it when we come back.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.